Hey y'all, this is Shelly C, chilling out, ready to speak on some dope ass topics right now. So what we're going to go ahead is get into introducing some of these marvelous people that I'm going to be talking with today. Right here, we got my Alyssa Bell over here on the right of me. And then who is this young man on the left of me?
What's up? How's it going? It's KC.
Okay. So what we're going to be talking about, we have a couple of topics. But knowing us, we're gonna get off topic. So, one of our first topics, of course, is about the legalization of weed. So, we wanna go ahead and see exactly what everybody thinks in regards to whether weed should be legal, if they think, you know, the weed we're smoking nowadays. Cause I did hear somebody say the weed we're smoking nowadays isn't actual weed. I'm saying that no. They were saying they were like the different strands that we have. You
it's
know
how that's stronger.
Like Girl it's Scouts.
Well, you have to think about when marijuana started. It was like most of it was what we call Reggie.
Yeah, like homegrown. Like
it was had seeds in it.
You
had
Reggie was weak.
Now it's all genetically like parent like. Plants and stuff.
Yeah, like they know how to take certain things from certain plants and turn it into what we have today.
Yeah,
like,
they were saying that's what's making it fake. They were like, because you know how there's things like Gorilla Glue.
So they're saying it's been changed so much.
Yeah, it's too many strands to where now it's becoming almost a mutation.
I think it's more.
Somebody heard somebody talking about it.
Yeah, that's exactly. It's evolution. Everything has to evolve from something.
Like artificially evolved.
Okay, so based on the Reggie that we used to smoke, because everybody, I don't care what nobody says, we all started from the bottom. I smoked Reggie before, and compared to the weed we smoke now, what do you think?
I personally, I've only smoked Reggie a few times, and it gave me headaches. Yeah, it gave me really bad headaches. And then I just started buying better shit. So, like, I never had to worry about it.
Okay, so in between, I know, Casey, you smoked Reggie before?
Yeah, I mean, we've gotten, like, some pretty, like, weak stuff before. It's
normally when we, like, buy from people who,
and you especially know. Being, like, really so used to, like, the current weed that we have now and, like, how much stronger it is, it's, like, it's just really weak. Yeah.
If
someone were like, hey, like I got this, and they show me a picture of it, and I can see it's Reggie, like I'm not gonna go and spend my money like with you. I'm gonna go find someone else.
Now, only reason why I say that is because I feel like the weed that we smoke nowadays, like back then, my brother would tell me, like back then, with technically it being Reggie. I guess it's different. I don't know. He said he would have to like smoke like 4 or 5 blunts to get high. Now we smoke one blunt. It's like it's over. Like you either going to sleep, getting the munchies, watching the damn whole Grey's Anatomy fucking.
I don't know. I can make it through easily like 3 blunts.
Yeah.
Really?
With people like passing around, yeah.
Okay. I get the with people right now. All of them.
3 blunts.
But if you want to my mom, for instance, she has been smoking like her whole life. And
okay,
from she smokes because of her Crohn's disease, her smoking Reggie isn't gonna help her Crohn's disease. It's going to her smoking some higher grade stuff like Gorilla Glue or something else that will help with like all her like digestive problems and everything that she has.
Okay. And Crohn's disease is what again?
Inflammation of the intestines. Inflammation of your intestines. But I mean, marijuana like helps with a lot of different
things. Different things like
seizures, depression, bipolar disorder, Crohn's disease. It's been they give it to people who are going through chemo like THC oil. Like it
some
helps.
People even think it helps like combat like slow the growth of cancer.
Mm-hmm. Really? Well, my whole thing is I know in regards to speech impediments, it does help children with heavy speech impediments. Because I was watching this documentary on this boy who had like a speech coach.
Was it on like
the
on Facebook? Was that on Facebook?
I think they did upload it to Facebook. This young white boy had a bad speech impediment, like bad, like couldn't get out a full sentence at all. And he worked with a speech therapist who ended up helping him out. And he was able, you know, with the use of cannabis as well, though. But it was a cannabis oil. It was like a hemp.
Yeah, was it CBD oil or THC?
I think it was, my thing is, I'm not sure if it was THC or CBD. But whatever it was strong. Because that way, like, he
Well, I've seen people that's had really bad, like, Tourette's. And they would get THC and like just rub it on their gums and everything, and within like 20 minutes they're like able to like actually sit down and like talk and not like constantly like moving and like shaking and stuff. And it's something that like brings a lot of people like at ease. And like I just saw this video yesterday on Facebook, and it was a mom who lives in Texas, and her daughter has like really a really bad brain injury from when she was born. And she has seizures a lot. And the state of Texas is giving her a hard time because she's using THC oil on her daughter to help with the seizures.
Yeah.
So, like, people, like, mothers and parents like that are being forced to move to places like California and Colorado and stuff.
Well,
just so they can medicate their
that's
child.
That's better than putting your baby on Adderall.
But that's my point,
I mean,
though.
That's exactly
like, it's
why it's fought so much against.
It's because of the pharmaceutical companies.
It replaces so many different medications.
We don't even have to talk about medication, though. The hemp plant itself, like hemp, can be used to make clothes, paper, body wash, lotions, everything.
Yeah,
they have
this natural hemp body wash that's like they say you can use it to brush your teeth. You can use it to wash.
There's so many different like uses for this plant. That was put here for a reason. It's not like...
Well, do you think... same way we have plants that were put here for other reasons, like cooking. Do you think... say, for instance, weed would end up being cooked. What if we were supposed to be cooking weed?
Well, then we would still get high, though. That's like... even because, like, people cook with weed all the time.
True.
Okay, so... but my thing is, if we made... because they have things that's natural aphrodisiacs. So, like, you'll have certain type of foods that automatically are used to turn people on.
Like chocolate.
Chocolate is technically a natural aphrodisiac. Mm-hmm. So, if people in the beginning, I guess you could say, if they would have used weed to cook with, would it have just after a while been considered this natural aphrodisiac?
Yeah, because everybody would have... looked at it so poorly. Everyone looks at marijuana like it's this terrible drug because the government because it gets you high.
Because it gets you a little hot.
And
but I don't think the government hates it
because
they really
alters your perception.
They really
trying
to profit off of it. People don't understand. I feel like now the government is really trying to profit.
If they were trying to profit off of it, they would declassify what they call, what is it, a schedule?
Class one or something like
that. Yeah, something. It's schedule one of the, one. It's next to the fucking meth and fucking heroin and shit. Like,
really?
Marijuana is nothing compared to that.
By the DEA, it's scheduled as, because there's like five different classes of harshness of a drug. Or like how dangerous that drug is, and marijuana is scheduled as the most dangerous class of drugs.
Yeah, I don't know. Marijuana has never been. I'm not gonna lie. I've had a run-in with marijuana.
Okay,
the
DEA. I'm on the website right now. The DEA said Schedule One drug substances or chemicals are defined as drugs with no currently accepted medical use and a high potential for abuse. Some examples of Schedule One drugs are heroin, LSD, marijuana, ecstasy, meth, and a few others.
Both LSD and marijuana, that's not true for. I mean, LSD, some could say it has no medical benefits.
But they used to use LSD.
For the chance of abuse is like almost none. Like,
not only that, but like marijuana, with it saying that it has no medical use, I mean, we can go back to what we were just saying with the fucking seizures and everything. Like, it's,
well, my thing is, only reason why I say people don't understand, they're gonna do this because the government, at the end of the day, they're profiting off of it, period. Whether it's because a lot of people get locked up because they're trying to push weed, or whether it is they actually do
the government's losing it. The government's losing money with arresting these people who are selling weed and everything, or getting caught with weed on them, because the government and the people's taxes have to pay for keeping those inmates in there. For what? They have these rapists and everything, and these murderers that are out there, and they're doing whatever the fuck they want. But the moment that they find someone who has a gram of weed on them, they get locked up, and next thing you know, they're doing 2 to 5.
People don't understand. Jails and prisons are some of the biggest money makers. So for you to say that
doesn't affect, because it's decriminalized.
It's jails and prisons are one of the biggest money makers. So, period. Either way you look at it, whether it's taxpayers paying money out just to have jail people, or people get jailed for small stuff like that, those little crimes are still making the government money. So they're going to make that to their benefit until they either see people are getting smarter and they're not getting caught. And then they'll see about legalizing it, but then they're going to make it to where you're going to have to, if they legalize it, you're going to have a special license to even freaking distribute. And that license might end up costing an arm and a leg. Like, it's the up and down, because like dispensaries, you gotta have a special license and go through a whole fucking, I don't know what you call it, but
in Florida, you have to pay like $1 million, or it's like a huge amount of money to get like a license to like grow, to just to grow, like, to have permission to grow weed for dispensaries.
You paying half of it?
But you also need to realize, though, how fast marijuana industries are growing. It doesn't matter how much you're going to be putting in, because you're going to be making fucking triple, quadruple that back.
True. But only people who have $1 million to put down to do it can afford
really,
to do
yeah.
it.
Really, yeah. Like, you, a bank ain't gonna front you no mill unless
but
you
it
got
doesn't
so for small business.
But it doesn't, a lot of these marijuana industries and everything that are coming up, they don't need to be starting off with small businesses.
What about people like wanting to get into the business of growing marijuana, though? Like,
they need to put their, but you could say, but you need to put, you need to put your foot in the door a different way then. You have other opportunities in how to get into there and climb up that branch.
That's why a lot of people, when they start off with distribution of marijuana, they ain't paying for no license or nothing. They get in the pack from a homie, selling that loud, whatnot, and they growing it that way. And then they end up getting a foot in the door by the homie that was their connect. Like, it's always
people,
like,
but until it becomes mainstream and it's like, you know, possible for small businesses and it's legal and it's like such to where it's saturated through legal means by so much that, you know, dealers won't be necessary. Dealers will always be around.
Well, yeah.
And they'll be dealing, like, some harsh stuff, like you were saying. Like, then that's when they'll end up resorting to dealing stuff like hard-ass cocaine or some shit like that. Like, they ain't gonna be able to really profit, like, off of no marijuana money after that. Because,
and if you think about it, like,
legal-wise,
the country having to get, like, weed through drug dealers and shit is gonna, like, probably increase the chance that these people are gonna be introduced to other drugs because, like,
yeah,
you know,
and that's another thing too, because I don't care what nobody says. I thought I had an experience one time where when I got high, like, but I know for a fact now that I think about it, I didn't eat that day, and I didn't eat the night before, and it was early in the morning, and I tried to do a wake and bake session. This girl over here, it's okay, go ahead, light it up.
We're talking about,
but I ended up waking up knowing I didn't eat. I think probably like 7 in the evening the previous day, and went to sleep like till about 11 o'clock. I wake up, homie comes over. First thing my homeboy says, he's like, okay, we lighting up. I fuck up, light up with him, and end up like freaking like almost feeling like I'm having a moment. Like, I feel like I can't breathe right and stuff like that. He's talking about, you okay? And I'm just like, was something else in the weed? I started freaking out. Like, I'm just like, what was in the weed? Well, he was like, bro, everybody else is straight. You tripping. Sure enough, my brother's straight. Like, my brother, nothing wrong with him. My cousin, she's straight. She's just looking at me like, whoa.
I had an
like,
experience.
So now I'm just like, bitch, was it me? Did something happen to me
The first time, I want to say it's the first time I ever got, like, stoned. Like, super stoned. And I was by myself. I was at my mom's house. My mom was doing laundry. And she gave me weed. This is the first time I ever got weed from my mom. And so she gave me bud. And, like, I went to, like, the little treehouse in my mom's backyard. And I went in there. And I was using a gravity bong. And I smoked whatever, and I went inside and I laid on my bed, and like I just started to feel like I was like sinking like into my bed, like legit just sinking. and then it's like, and I've taken acid prior to this, so like I'm sitting here and I'm like, I start like seeing like the like lines and like little like visuals like you see when you're on acid, and I'm just sitting like, I'm like, mom, I'm like, I don't know what you gave me. I don't know what's going on, but are you sure, like, it was at least, like, what is going on? And she was like, no, Alyssa, you're fine. You're just really high. And I'm like, are you sure? She's like, yeah, like, you're fine. Go lay down. Want me to make you food? I was like, I'm good. Like, I'm going to go lay down.
I don't know. Yeah. I've just had one scary experience, though.
Yeah, that was my only time I had, like I freaked out.
The first time I really noticed my high, it was about, like, the fifth time like I smoked.
Yeah, you'll notice it the first time.
Yeah,
if you ain't really hitting the joint right,
you don't notice
those first time.
And I was like drinking all the other times that I smoked too, so it kind of like overpowered it. And this is like, I wasn't drinking at all, and I was at a Halloween party, and my friend had a bong, and it was my first time hitting a bong too. Mm-hmm. And it was like my fifth time smoking, you know, like virgin lungs, like. And I literally coughed my brains out for like 10 minutes on like the tiniest hit. And was so smacked. And there's just like so many people at the party, so many people I didn't know, that it just completely like geeked me out. And I was like, just like,
got paranoid.
Just stuck on the couch, like paranoid.
Yeah, I know.
And like, it ended up getting to the point where like I laid down and like I just like slept through the party. Like,
not the day that I ended up saying I had that whole issue, it got to the point where like I was like, I went into the room because the room was real cold, my room. So I went in there, I laid on the bed, and I was like, my body got to cool down. Girl, next thing you know, I told my friend, I was like, hey, run me a shower. This idiot runs me a hot shower. Girl, I go into the bathroom, the heat's starting to fuck with me. I'm about to get lightheaded and fall over. Next thing you know, I ended up taking a cold shower. I was butt naked, walked my ass straight to my room, wrapped up in my cold ass sheets. I had to be like that and went to sleep and literally took like a 5-hour nap. I had to literally, like, I didn't wake up until like an hour before my mom was supposed to come home. And I was like, fuck, my mom is gonna trip out.
No, I never had really bad experiences when it came to like weed until like that one.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that.
How old were you when you first smoked?
Well, I was straight edge for a while.
It's like, no, like, you're the very youngest age that you first smoked at.
13? One of
those?
17.
17, really?
16 or 17, yeah.
Okay, I was 17.
Damn.
Yeah.
That was 12. I was like 12. But my thing is, with me having older brothers that come from like a Jamaican background, it's normal.
Yeah.
It's really normal. Like, grandmother on some weed type shit.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I didn't start drinking though.
I didn't really start drinking till I was alcohol 17
till I was like, because I feel like alcohol, like after I taste the beer, I was just like, ugh. Then, you know, like, as alcohol, you get older, like, and you know, you want to go out to them little parties, you try a little wine cooler that has flavor.
Oh, like Smirnoff? That's fucking me. Get fucking trashed off like, of Smirnoff.
Seagram's?
Is it Seagram's like ginger ale?
No, there's Seagram's. There's things. They have Seagrams and they're like different. Like, there's like one called Jamaican Me Happy.
Jamaican Me
Happy. I'm serious.
I'm gonna use that. Jamaican Me Happy.
Yeah, but no, I think they're either, it's something with a grump at the end. It might be, I think that is a ginger ale that I said. My bad.
Jamaican Me Happy.
So basically, the conclusion we've reached weed-wise is that
it should be decriminalized. Everywhere.
Okay.
Everywhere. Point, period, blank. Like, that's it.
I think the government can make themselves a shit ton of money if they made it legal everywhere, like, recreationally and...
Tell the pharmaceutical companies.
I think it'll fix a lot of people mentally.
It needs to be regulated, like, heavily. But, like,
and you want to know what I?
And it needs to be like accessible for like capitalism. Like, it needs like to be like accessible for like small business and like
people in a law firm who stress
like,
the fuck.
The
out.
Regulations on it can't be like too tight. Like,
come here, Joel. Let me give you a blunt, bud.
I think cops also need very extensive training when it comes to marijuana nowadays.
We live
in the 21st century, and the fact that a lot of these cops look at weed like it's meth is not right, because when
half of the cops, I'm not gonna lie, based on knowing what my mom has told me, because she lived in New York for a long time. Half of them cops up there be snorting. They pass weed, bitch. Like,
no, but the whole reason they snort is because they normally don't drug test for cocaine. They drug test for weed.
See? And that's what I'm saying. Like
that's
they
the same
need
thing.
To be on
that's
weed,
the same
though.
Thing with the military, though, because there are people in the military that much rather do a line of coke than smoke marijuana, because the cocaine is going to be out of their system within 24 hours. So they don't have to worry about the cocaine. They need to worry about the weed that's going to possibly be there for a fucking month.
And cops.
That's true, but I just feel like
weed just to get like access to your car.
But you don't. That's probably why all cops are sitting here acting crazy. Just some coked up cops.
Because a cop doesn't care that much about like the weed in your car. He cares about like what else you might have in your car.
True.
Because
very true.
I've been caught by cops plenty of times where like I had close calls with like having weed on me and stuff. And there's this one time I was downtown, and a little cop pulled up on his little bicycle, and we're all chilling in the car because we were trying to figure out like what we were gonna do, because we all wanted to go different places.
Yeah.
So we're downtown trying to figure out where we wanted to go first, and we finally figure out like what we were gonna do. We're all like we already finished smoking, like it was long gone.
Yeah.
And the cop pulls up, and I see the cop in the corner. I tell all I'm like, guys, there's a cop pulling up. Put everything away, because one of my friends had coke on him. And then so like I'm like, just put everything away. I'm like, he pulls up, I had a 21 or older wristband on, I kind of like just pulled that thing off, put it to the side, and I'm sitting there, and he's like, all right, like the car smells like weed, do you guys have anything on you? And we're like, yeah, we had this little grinder thing, and it had maybe like a 0.2 in it, nothing much.
He took it
and padded, searched at all my other friends. They couldn't search me, though, because there were only male officers there. There wasn't a female officer to search me. So I was fine and everything. And then they checked the whole car and everything. They even asked about these, like, vitamin pills that were in the car. They were like, do you have a prescription for these, to the guy that owned the car? And the guy was like, I bought them at, like, Walgreens. Like, I don't know what's, like, what. And then just to find out, the same cops we saw later that had that weed gave it to a bouncer.
What?
Yeah. So Orlando cops be like crooked as fuck.
See, that's what I be talking about, though. But I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, that's why we probably having all these issues. We got some cokehead cops just fucking with people.
We definitely got crooked cops in the country.
I know we got crooked cops. I can't wait till they make it legal. Like, because everybody ain't been wearing body cams, and I've been noticing that shit. Because if that's the case, every incident, and if they wear body cams, they do a lot of slick shit to where they pull the incident, like, to the side of the camera. Like,
I definitely think the large majority are, like, good, honest cops that are trying to do good things, but there's definitely...
My grandpa's a good, honest cop.
Yeah, but there's definitely, like...
He took me to jail one time. Oh, no, he big-racked me different, but...
There's definitely a good chunk out there, though, that, like, let their power get to their head.
Beat my ass with a fucking bamboo stick. Okay, so basically, in general, we can come to the conclusion that we all like sticky high. No, I'm just joking. Okay, so one of our other topics that we wanted to talk about today, I don't know, this sounds weird, like we go from weed to animal cruelty, but I'm gonna do it because I feel like animal cruelty is still a very big subject. Now, my awesome co-anchor, what would you call she thought that we couldn't speak on this because technically we eat meat. So,
not only do we eat meat, not only do we eat meat, we consume and use animal products on a daily basis. So we put these animals through the shit that they have to go through, no matter what kind of animal it is. They have to all go through some type of bullshit for us to use for like our pleasure. And it's still animal cruelty. We still partake in this.
I feel like
Mac products. You like your Mac products? I know you do. Those are all tested on animals before they are tested on humans and before they.
And I've heard of that, and I totally agree that at the end of the day, if you speak on animal cruelty, yes, it should be on all animal cruelty. But that does not stop the fact that eventually, even the animals that we consume, they're going to have to die.
You can say the whenever same thing about dogs, though.
So first off, that's like whenever you have livestock, dogs are not considered livestock.
No, but just because animals a dog can be domesticated, like just because a dog like can that, be domesticated, it's more valuable than
cows
a-
can be domesticated. But it's many times where people have tried to domesticate certain animals, and guess what? It turns on them. It was a man who tried to domesticate a bull. Guess what happened? He got trampled by the bull.
But it doesn't matter. It doesn't.
Like a pet in your house.
It doesn't matter what kind of
pet cow. No,
like, yeah, but so like because you don't want a pet cow.
Okay, but you can have a pet pig. But I bet you still eat bacon.
Yeah, but like.
But that doesn't change the fact that it's still animal cruelty. The point is that we all. Brutal. I don't want to say brutalized. That's a huge word. But we all take part. The people who do use animal products on a daily basis take part in some type of animal cruelty because of the use of those products. I mean, they partake in the manufacturing of those products. And that being said, those products being manufactured isn't going to stop these animals being treated the way that they're being treated.
You got to think of something though. This is another thing. You have to think of something based on when it.
This.
I know. I can tell. But you have to think on something based on how far back it goes as well. I can see if this is something. First off, we were raised into this.
Actually, it has been proven from the beginning.
They have eaten meat.
It has been proven that you can live without putting any animal products, byproducts, whatever the case may be, into your body and survive a perfectly healthy, if not healthier, life than a person who is eating meat
You're probably right, but you're probably talking about animals that have been killed and things have been chemically done with them.
No,
I feel like it's a difference because
what kind of, so you're going to tell me you go out there and go kill your own cow and eat that meat?
You damn right.
So
because guess what?
So when's the last time you picked up a gun and you went out to the field and got a cow for yourself?
Why would I do that though? That's illegal. I would get arrested for shooting somebody's livestock.
If you went to go find your own cow.
But it was like,
no, I could buy my own damn cow. And thank you. I could buy my own cow and I could try and kill it and skin it. But that's how it's been happening. Everybody from the beginning of times, every nigga has had to go ahead and kill for what they want to eat. Kill, mind you, they didn't just go and harvest shit. They killed for what they wanted to eat because eventually a bitch wants some meat. I don't care what nobody say.
Like I said,
you want a burger eventually.
A lot of meat for a
and then
time.
On top of that,
I know,
clothing.
But that's not the whole point of this conversation was the fact of that how the animals are being treated today. What our meat is coming from today.
A lot of people are oblivious to what even goes on behind the scenes.
Yeah,
and so that's a big reason. And the fact that the government or whoever regulates.
The government has nothing to do with what's going on in the food industry.
They regulate,
but they don't. They don't. A lot of it is stuff that a lot people, like you said, people just don't know about what's going on. And don't get me wrong, I don't personally. I don't like organizations like PETA. I hate them. But when it comes to them talking about certain things like the whole, like, farm to fridge video and everything, when it comes to talking about how these animals are treated because we choose that want them at this, we have such a high demand for meat, such a high demand for dairy products. We're not supposed to drink milk. Us as humans are not supposed to drink milk.
You ain't even
got
to worry about that.
Like, you're not supposed to. It's not good for you. Why do you think almost everybody in this goddamn world is fucking lactose intolerant? Like,
I don't think I'm lactose intolerant. I just think I have the boo-boo, you know, after I have certain things.
No, it's the milk. It's legit milk.
I just think, you know, there's certain foods that I don't agree with just yet, and I'm trying to force it on myself. No, I'm just joking.
But I'm saying it's the government, you know, it's their job to place regulations on, like, these companies that harvest livestock.
But
to
the make companies the still find...
The conditions have to be a certain way for, like, the livestock to be healthy and for, like...
And that's government restricted.
I know, but my point
is, disease and like.
But they are diseased and stuff, and it's because people find loopholes throughout these fucking things, and But what government?
No, first off, not even going there because they go into regular health food markets. If you have a person coming in for an inspection, what do you start doing in that area? Especially if you know it's a scheduled inspection.
You only clean it for that one time.
My point.
You don't keep cleaning it.
So if you know for a fact people do stuff like that, even stores and restaurants, they get
shut
down.
We do it. Like, when it comes to...
You can also see the conditions and how they're holding them. Like,
yeah.
So, I mean, you can only do so much by just cleaning, like, the blood and all, like, you know, the gross stuff.
But knowing anything, you'll go ahead and you'll say, okay, so for this week, we got
to
do things.
It doesn't even have to be about the conditions, though. We can go to how the animals themselves are being treated. Like,
money speaks.
Money speaks, people hungry. Because at the end of the day, it ain't. We can. If there was to be a huge outage of one specific thing, like.
Chicken.
Not even chicken, rice. Because she said we can live without meat. If there's to be a huge outage of something like rice, guess what happens? A lot of families don't live. Now the only thing you're eating is...
Bitch, they can fucking eat something else. They don't need rice to live.
No. Rice makes a lot of shit, especially rice water makes a lot of shit you eat. People don't know that.
Yeah, but rice
makes a lot of
rice,
stuff. That's a grain.
It's always going to grow.
Let's just say grain.
Grain is always going to grow as long as the planet is fertilized.
Well, I think
and
that's what I'm saying. If there's an outage of rice, that means that grain's not growing. Because if rice and grain is the same thing, that means the grain ain't growing if it's an outage of rice. So,
but I mean, you could say the same thing about like everything, though. If you put things in that perspective, it's like it doesn't like.
I mean, if there was a shortage of any grain, it would be like pretty bad for the country.
That's what I'm saying. But
if there was a shortage of money, everyone would go and find something else to substitute it, which would be something that would not cause these animals to go through what they have to go through.
Okay, so my thing
is,
you gotta think it's a conquer thing.
The country would go in like outrage.
It's a conquer thing too, because at the end of the day, you don't want to see fucking cows. Girl, you barely want to see fucking ducks all over the place. You think you really going to want to see a shitload of cows just walking around? Them bitches don't move in the middle of the road.
Yeah. But that's why they're fenced in and stuff. But
But that's my thing. How many cows can you really fence in because you're trying to...
Okay, but then why do we have to... Field. Exactly. They have... Farms have these open fields, but they choose. They choose to keep them confined. They choose to put 3 or 4 in a small pen. They choose to do those
and
things.
You're right, but I'm still saying... Eventually, without people eating meat or consuming anything that could possibly overpower those people, not overpower because they ain't no threat, but at the same time, when you have an overpopulation of anything, you have to go ahead and
We have an overpopulation of a lot of things, but they know were to stay, they know that if they were to come out onto the street that they could die. They can get hit by a car. They become adaptive to what's around them. They don't necessarily are going to be in our front yard. They become adaptive to what's going on around them. They know where to not travel and where to travel, just like we do as humans.
But if you really think about it, we just kind of like control that species population.
That's what I'm saying.
We just breed them to be
exactly. So if we just stopped breeding them and stopped doing what that is and just let them live their life like they're supposed to be lived.
They're going to overbreed.
No, they won't. Because there's if there's animals out there that are in the wild that are going extinct right now, why can't they just repopulate and just call it a day? Because it's not that easy.
First off, you're right. But at the same time, certain animals produce faster than others. Cows can have like two sets of two babies in a year.
Well, are you saying, like, you have the cows, like, grown and raised in, like, an open field, and, like, and then once they're mature enough, then you slaughter them for meat, or, like, completely do away with slaughtering them at all?
It doesn't matter. Either way, they...
it does matter.
No, it doesn't, animals that are going extinct, if it was that easy for them to reproduce, they would have done it by now, and we would never have a problem with extinction, period.
Well, first off, before you say anything with extinction, we're bringing that on.
Exactly my point.
So my thing is, if we can literally control the population of cows, harvest them for their meat, and control their population, they don't go extinct, we harvesting them for meat. This is just a continual flow of meat production.
If they're going to continue to harvest it, though, they need to make it better. Exactly. It's not a problem. You go ahead, kill your animals. I don't give two flying fucking shits about it. But the fact that you're raising those animals the pigs only live up to 6 months. 6 months from the moment they are born to the moment they die. They're only 6 months old. 6 months old. They haven't lived. They don't know what life is.
That's that young meat.
Maybe that's what hell is. You get reincarnated as like shit that gets conditions like that. Hell on earth.
Why would you come up with that?
I mean, when you see those videos, it looks like hell. Like, straight up.
Nah, but I get her saying we can't. I feel like I can still say animal cruelty is wrong. Because like I'm saying, I still want hamburgers. I still want some ribs. I still want chicken.
I could do without it.
Okay. You know what? A lot of people say that. Same way after you seen that video, you wanted to go vegan. But did you end up eating meat again?
I didn't eat meat for about 6 months after.
I didn't eat pork for about 2 years. But guess what? I fucked up and bought a McGriddle.
Vegan is a lot easier now that I'm living by myself and I don't have my mom cooking meat with every damn meal.
Yeah.
Me and Casey are broke fucking college students. We can't afford to buy fucking meat, let alone buy fucking milk. So I can live. I can become vegan if I really fucking wanted to. I can drop all animal products like that if I really wanted to.
Drop all animal products, that means you have to be very observant of the shit you pick up.
It would because be simple things simple like, because instead of getting milk, you get almond milk. You can get almond milk.
Okay, but instead of getting...
It depends how dedicated you are to it.
Instead of getting... Sometimes it's just
like the tiniest byproduct that people are like, oh no, I can't have it.
Yeah, it's like something like... It's like Gardein wings. Lemon pepper Gardein wings. Those are complete vegetarian chicken wings. And they taste really good. But them niggas is like $20 a bag.
Yeah, I believe it. But that's also when it comes to... Like, you need to understand how to be smart and being vegan. Because when you can simply substitute, like nuts for your protein. And yeah, exactly. It's supposed to be part of your daily... Yeah, it's supposed to be part of your daily diet.
I don't really fuck with,
And that's like, and then obviously your greens, and you have your fruits and your vegetables, and you have to be okay with eating that healthy lifestyle, because that's exactly what it is. You're picking up a whole different lifestyle when you choose to eat like that.
I feel like, as crazy as this is, and though I'm not the smallest person, but I really do feel like majority of the time.
Yes.
I don't want to say like the lot, like My, nah, fuck, nah, run it back. It's okay. but no, it's just, I feel like at some point, you have to come to the realization of it's a eat or
don't say be and shit, because that's not true.
No, 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 no. It is true. Because I mean, at the end of the day, that is one
thing. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly. The cows don't do shit to us for us to want to go and kill
them. All it takes is a fucking cow to catch some rabies, and that motherfucker will be running around here ready to shoot some shit.
You just gotta admit,
I don't want to hear that.
Humans are a piece of shit, and we use everything.
But no, that's what I was just about to say. I was just about to say, you have to notice where we're at. Like fucking India, they hold their cows sacred as hell. You will not catch a person just up and slaughtering some damn cows. But come to a like fucking America, like that, you come to America, that's the mindset America has. We have a dominance mindset, and it fucks with me sometimes. Because at the end of the day, yes, at one point we were a very good nation, and we were very healthy. America was very healthy at one point.
I actually think we're pretty healthy right now.
What is wrong with you?
Like our economy and like...
Whoa. I mean...
This is also talking to a Trump supporter when you speak to him. So,
I'm not even talking about Trump. I'm just talking about...
It's okay though, bro.
No, I'm not a Trump supporter. Nah. Like, I don't support his attitude and his mentality and like the things he says. But...
Ride the pussy.
He definitely cares too much. Mm-hmm. He cares too much about what people think about him, and he says stupid
you
shit.
You think so?
No, I think he cares way too much about what people think about him.
I think if he cared, he would have changed by now.
I think he wants to be liked way too much.
President Trump?
Yes.
The New Yorker?
This
city slicker ass nigga?
Yes. I think he's trying to make a legacy for himself. And because of that, you know, when people, like, talk about, like, bad about him, he, like, lashes out and he says stupid shit trying to, like, defend himself.
Well, my thing is, I feel like Trump is dead. Based on the way, this is how I'm going to lay that shit to rest. Based on the way Kanye West acting, and he say him and Trump is best friends and shit.
No. Bro, they've been hanging out a lot.
They've been hanging out too much. Kanye is on some whole other, like, after that whole slavery was a choice, I was like...
I think where his thought process is coming from, though, is I think he thinks that like
then he would have Kardashian. That's what that is. He done got with Kim and she done fucked up his life. You gonna take both of them? You ain't shit.
But I haven't really noticed, like especially recently, I haven't really noticed like any bad or crazy things going on with the country, like.
Well, besides we're about to get bombed probably one day soon. Well, you were hearing about them saying that we're supposed to be getting bombed.
Well, like by North Korea.
Yeah,
North Korea ain't doing shit.
Chinese people.
According to
South Korea, the South Korean president Trump got North Korea to back down.
Let's see how long that lasts. All it takes is Trump fucking.
Apparently, he's getting nominated for like a Nobel Peace Prize because
if Trump get nominated for that, bro,
he's already nominated. Mm-mm. I don't know if
he's gonna nominated, but
he ain't
gonna
win.
I swear to fucking God.
You know what? I'm not even gonna say that because Caitlyn Jenner won that woman thing. That pissed me off. I don't want to be mean. I don't have nothing against transgenders. I don't care about who you want to be or what you want to be or how you want to look, do it. But to win a woman prize and you got a dick between your legs? No, nigga, you got to jerk off tonight. Like, no, uh-uh. I didn't appreciate that. And then on top of that, like, girl, the picture that they came out with the day after he won the damn prize was him in, like, this... Vogue looking like sleek ass dress.
Was it black?
I think it was red. It might have been a
red. I think I know what you're talking about.
Anyway, him. Because he's a boy still. And I guess he still prefers to identify with the male sex. I don't know.
Hold on, let's see.
That was just weird to me.
Regardless how Trump.
But that's just going to show me America is we fucking up.
Regardless how he does in other areas, I think no matter what, he's going to like do good for our economy. I don't know how
he's about to get kicked out of the room. They wanted to impeach his ass.
I mean, they're always going to want to impeach his ass.
Mm-mm. They wanted to impeach Barack, but guess what? Ain't nobody really had a whole bunch of people to say anything.
They wanted to impeach him, and they I think they even tried impeaching him at points.
Well, but, my thing is, with impeachment...
They're going to try to impeach Trump, no matter what, but... Especially because if it's like...
They need to hurry up.
The whole negative view on him.
4 years is almost up, though.
It's not even two yet.
It's been about two years. He got elected 2014.
I think it's two at like the beginning of 2019. I think it's been about a year. It's like a year and like some months. And I think at the beginning of 2019, January 2019.
So Barack Obama left office 2000.
I think it was 2016 in like, or 2017 in like January.
2017?
In like January.
No, but he was officially out of office. It was like
2016 November.
And there's 979 days, 10 hours, 8 minutes, and 54 seconds until Trump leaves office. So
that's 3 years. Like
2.5 years.
No, 900.
Yeah.
Almost 3 years. It's 365 days in a year.
Trump has been president. For 1 year, 116 days, 0 hours, 4 minutes, and 25 seconds.
Like 1 year, 3.5 months.
I can't take this shit anymore. No, I don't have an issue with Trump, but people gotta understand his origin. For Trump to go so hard about deporting people and immigration and building walls, I'm just like, but your mom's an immigrant, though. Like, it's not clicking to me. Like, I feel like he either got some hate issues with his mom.
Bitch, his wife is an immigrant.
Yeah, she's like,
I think it's more about securing the borders and making it more like a legal thing instead of people just coming on their own.
Why is he having Border Patrol people going up to random people and asking them, are you a U.S. citizen?
I think it's within a certain, like, miles from the border that they're allowed to do that, though.
It doesn't matter. It's still wrong.
Yeah, that's weird.
You should not be allowed to go around and just look at someone based on their skin color, based on what they're wearing, and be asked, where are your papers? Do you live here?
Well, it depends.
Like, no.
Are you talking about, like, the checkpoints, like, on roads?
No.
That people have to stop at?
No.
Like, somebody walking around.
If it's, like, some Hispanic-looking family just walking in a field close to the border, I kind of understand that, though.
Well, I get that. I wouldn't even.
That's not what I'm talking about, though. But I think there's videos. There are videos of Hispanic families getting pulled over in a vehicle and then being asked by the officer that pulled them over, where are your papers? Do you live here? Where are you from?
Well, are they asking for, like, their ID? Did they, like...
They gave them their registration, their ID, everything. Then their next question is, where are your papers? Where are you from? It's not right to be asked, where are you from and where are your papers, just because of the color of your skin or the way
you look. At the end of the day, I don't want to hear shit about deportation or immigrations or walls, because at the end of the day, they sat here and brought people over here. Blacks, to be exact. We don't belong over here. That's as simple as it gets. So to sit here and make it seem like we were supposed to be here either, like, nigga, is we going back home? Like, I'm trying to figure something out, because if that's the case, I got dual citizenship. I'm heading right back to Jamaica.
Well, people are allowed in no matter what. I think they just want to be more regulated. And I think the things that Trump says...
You can't
like,
sit
like
here and say people are allowed in no matter what, because Trump cut off people from coming in and out from certain countries because of this whole situation.
I think that's in part to
kind of like side with like the hard like conservative people. Like, I think because that's like the side that he won with. I think that's like...
Republicans?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he does certain things sometimes to make, like...
Okay, so what makes it okay for him to make certain sexual harassment, like...
But that's what I'm
like
saying.
You don't say grab her by the pussy because you want to be liked. That's fucking disgusting. You are a grown-ass fucking man.
At the end of the day, that is nasty. And it is disturbing to hear.
Because that is our president.
There's females every day. And I do get it's nasty and it's disturbing to hear. But there's men who do that to women every day. He's not the only person.
Yeah, but the part the fact is that he is running. We do not need a person who is going to be the face of our fucking country to go out there and think it's okay to say these things and not have any repercussions.
But it's
true.
But you also got to think about like the other choice that we had, which was Hillary Clinton, and a lot of people like, you know, there was a lot of like evidence against her for like corruption and like, you know, taking bribes and doing favors for like money and like stuff like that, and like, and not really just being a person with a lot of integrity.
But my thing is, Trump has too much money and too many high friends and high places to where he can get over a lot of bullshit. So even with the stuff that we do see, that's just shit that gets leaked because
has Trump. Has Trump even released his taxes and anything yet?
Girl, Trump don't pay taxes. We are.
Why should we have a president who is going to sit here and just take advantage of the people? Because that's just what he's been doing his whole fucking life, and that's what he's fucking used to. Yeah. He got a small loan of $1 million and then wants to sit here and fuck everyone over. Doesn't pay his fucking workers that built the fucking Trump Towers. Doesn't pay him shit. Has them work for fucking free. Who, by the way, were probably Mexicans. Okay, he's gonna throw that out there. Like, it's not right. He should not be the face of our country. He should not be the person who sits there and tells us what to fucking do.
He's not a good guy, but do you think that he has good intentions of actually trying to do good things for the country?
No,
he might be the Antichrist for all we know.
But what I see, when I look at him, I see him trying to like make a legacy for himself. Like he didn't even need to be a president to do that though.
Like that's my thing.
I think it's trying to do something greater. Like
if you want to do something greater, why doesn't it be something like Elon Musk? Like don't come at me with fucking trying to make something greater. Like begging the fucking make America great.
I'm not a big fan of Trump, but I also think
he needs to change a lot.
I also think Trump needs
the right guy
that heavily side with like the left. You know what I'm just saying? That they, it's like impossible for them to try and look at things from like other views.
I don't think I'm siding with it, because I feel like at the end of the day, because I definitely look at the gray matter in a lot of areas, because I have to think of, well, maybe he doesn't have a good counsel behind him.
Maybe, we all know he doesn't have a good counsel
you got to think that counsel creates a lot of people, a lot of your ideas. Like Barack Obama, he had a good counsel behind him. That's why a lot of his ideas were able to come out the way they did and sound.
But
right
my
when
point
they
is,
came
is
out.
That the Trump counsel comes up with these speech. Plans. He comes up with these plans and everything, and then Trump doesn't like them. Because, just by the way, a lot of people on his council were, when he started off, was Democratic, and he fired a shit ton of them.
Are you talking about the council that was left over by Obama?
Well, yeah.
He's not going to keep Obama's people.
Well, first off,
he can't change him. He can choose his own counsel.
He can choose his own counsel. That is very true. Same way Obama chose to go ahead and have Vice President, not Joe Biden. Is it Joe Biden?
It's normal.
But he got voted in.
To come in and
yeah, Joe Biden got voted
vice
in.
Vice President has to be voted
you have to
in.
Be voted in.
For a president to come in and fire people and replace people with who he thinks is better.
Yeah, but the people who he thinks is better just so happen to all be assholes.
And then he wants to go in and fire the FBI director
because the FBI director starts an investigation on him. I mean, there's too much. You want to talk about corruption? You want to talk about corruption? Talk about fucking that. You can talk about that.
He was elected into that power. It's within his power to fire that FBI.
So he can fire him, but all because he started an investigation over him.
You're right.
I mean, you don't know all the details, though. You only hear about
Trump
what
came
he
out.
Tells you.
That's true. That's really true.
The fact is that every person that has came after this whole investigation thing has gotten fired. Every single one. Look it up for yourself. Bring it up on your phone right now and look it up. Every single one.
My thing is, based on the position Trump's in, He needs to be placed in somewhere where he feel like he can trust somebody. So if he going ahead and firing motherfuckers left and right, that's because he, that's what a regular human being too. If you feel like your circle, you can't trust certain bitches, you start cutting them off one by one, one by one. And that's what he moving like. He moving like same way he did.
But he's never going to find someone who's going to be 100% on his side.
Man, don't even go there. Cause I know some niggas who, will ride to the end. Yeah, to the end, just for fucking Obama. Like no.
And I'm not and I'm not saying I side with like Trump like over Hillary or something because like I might have like conservative views. I look at things based on like what I have. Like I liked Obama over McCain and over was it Romney or something?
Yeah, Romney.
Yeah. I liked Obama over both of those and I think Obama was a great president. You know,
I remember the memes that came out when Romney became like was running for president and everything. He was such an ugly asshole.
You know, but I think with the choices that we were given between like Hillary and Trump, I think Trump, you know,
Trump had money. Trump won a lot more votes. Would have resulted in a
better actually. Hillary won the popularity vote of the people, and Trump still became president.
But.
My thing is, but that's what the, I'm saying. He got money. You can't think of that when you don't have no money. It's
the electoral votes because...
I know, but my point is that the people don't control the electoral votes.
Yes, they do. The electoral votes, it's split up to where each state has a certain amount of points that it is allowed.
I know how the electoral vote works.
And it's split up like that, so certain geographical regions can't, you know, like overpower, you know, the vote.
I just think at the end of the day, I feel like Trump, I feel like eventually, because he still got time.
The electoral vote system is like fuck
up. Someone's gonna kill him. Someone's gonna try to assassinate him. And then no, I do. And then I think after that, it's gonna be one by one because Pence isn't.
We're worse off if he's dead.
Yeah.
I mean, it's gonna take a minute for Pence to put something into action.
It's gonna be another country that's gonna pull a quick ass move on our ass.
There is nothing.
Whenever any country,
he's old anyway. That's probably
okay, but you need the president to sign off on a lot of shit. You need the president to sign off on a lot of shit.
That's why if you die, they go. That's why if they die, it goes down the chain.
To the vice president, yeah.
You need, but my thing, we need Trump to write out his term. We don't want. You know, what's his face? Who's the fucking
if he
vice
get
president?
Fucking...
He'll die too.
But I'm saying, we're stuck with what we have. You need to write him out for the 4 terms. You just need to accept it and see what he's going to do. And hopefully.
I mean, why are you telling me to accept it? I can't do shit about it.
But there's like the whole, like when he became president, there was like this whole movement. People were like, oh, not my president, not my president. Like, bitch, he's your president. Deal with it.
True though.
But no, it's at the end of the day, you can say
what
he's...
you do, like it's not gonna change. My
thing is, it has to be at least one thing. Period. That you agree with Trump on. I don't care what the issue is, what issue occurs, what issue comes to us government wise, nationwide.
I don't agree with not one thing that comes out of Trump's mouth.
My thing is that's only because you've already made a conclusion on him based on your not even your hatred for him based on
I based it on the information and the facts that I had given to me by my American government teacher in my senior year of high school. That's what I base it off of. I didn't base your opinions off of one person though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
What do you mean? I had my own information that I've gotten myself. I've went out to protest. I've seen things for myself. I've watched people give their speeches and hear different sides of their stories. And I've sat there, watched Trump's elections. You've seen me watch his presidential speech several different times. I've sat here and I put myself through that to know what I do and do not like about him. And I don't like a single goddamn thing about the guy. That's that.
I don't know. I feel like eventually there's going to have to end up being something you're going to either agree with him on.
I don't have to agree with anyone.
I think so far he's done good things for the economy. I think.
Yeah, economy so far, wise, you can't lie. We've had
our
some
stock
little
market's
boost.
Booming right now.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Even if it's something that's what I'm saying.
But whenever the stock market always goes booming right after the president gets elected.
Whenever you have a dislike for somebody, I don't think anybody with a dislike for somebody will ever talk highly of them.
No, because I can say there's a lot of people that I dislike, but I can sit here and say good things about them.
Okay, but is that because you've gotten like to know the actual person and then something happens to where you dislike them? But with Trump, you haven't got to know the actual person, then something happens where you dislike him. And it's been a total dislike.
But I
can
sit here and say
beginning.
That I don't like a certain artist and everything, but...
We sitting here going on about Trump ass.
Wait, will it go over?
No.
I don't know.
Okay, well.
Oh my goodness. So that means, I guess we're out of time. We literally have like 40 seconds, so we're going to go ahead and sign off. We'll come back sooner or later. Again, this is Shelly C. I'm here with Alyssa Bell and the dog
KC.
Okay, so we're gonna see y'all on the flip side another time. Go ahead and join us next time on our live podcast. Later.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.